بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دي صحابي کرام رضوان الله تعالى عليهم اجمعين دي companions of our beloved نبي صلى الله عليه واله وسلم did not become companions as coincidence. It was planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that there is no such thing as coincidence in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coincidence is according to the humans. That coincidentally I met him. It was a coincidence that this happened. Because we are not all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of the unseen. He has the knowledge of yesterday. He has the knowledge of tomorrow. He has the knowledge of the past, knowledge of the present, knowledge of the future. So as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, there is no coincidence. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in the well. Coincidentally, a caravan passed. Coincidentally, they were in need of water. Coincidentally, 2-3 people went to the same well where Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that it wasn't coincidence. It was planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majmain did not become the companions of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by coincidence. They were chosen by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to become the companions of Sayyidul Mursaleen, the leader of the Mursaleen. And they were to become the companions of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to acquire both Ilme Zahir and Ilme Batin. They were to become the first link of the chain that would pass on both Zahiri Ilm and Batini Ilm. So Ilm and Amal both until the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the istidad, the ability and the capability at its highest level to acquire ilme zahir and ilme batin from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's advent, during the period of Jahiliyyah, when the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majma'in were living life of kufr, life of shirk, their example can be given with a very, very precious pearl which has become dusty. So it's not that they were worthless. No, they were priceless. They were priceless even before becoming Sahaba. But as a result of not getting the right company, the right environment, they had become dusty, like a very, very precious pearl lying in a storage house or in a storeroom in the house on a shelf and becoming dusty. All that precious pearl needs to become valuable is a expert jeweler to polish it and clean it. So the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majma'in were precious pearls and jewels that have become dusty as a result of the period of ignorance, and thereafter came the expert jeweler, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And whoever came in his company, he was polished. And as soon as he was polished, he became amongst that group regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And the muhakkikin have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of the unseen and knowledge of the future. So when he says, I have become happy with this person, that means he knew that this person is not going to make a mistake whereby I will become unhappy. Then only Allah can say, I have become happy with this person. Allah cannot make a mistake. So, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in are the best generation of this ummah. Best generation of the ummah. Best generation of the ummah. They were the direct fruits of the efforts of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the best example for the ummah after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Sahaba-i Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So it is important, it is necessary that we regularly read and study their lives through authentic sources. It is for this reason every Sunday we read and listen to episodes from the lives of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And we should listen attentively with the intention of adorning ourselves with the qualities that the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in had. And we should entertain in our hearts respect and reverence for each and every Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala. Allah, 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 Allah fi ashabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fear Allah in regard to my sahaba. La tattakhiduhum gharadam min ba'di. Do not make them the targets of your criticism after me. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. That person who loves my sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, it is the result of love for me. It is because that person loves me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَزَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ. And if anybody experiences hatred in his heart for my sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, then it is the result of hatred towards me. So anyone who loves the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, it is a sign that he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if anyone dislikes the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, it is a sign that he dislikes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the love and hatred of the Sahaba-i Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in is criteria for love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us entertain love, reverence for every sahabi, radiyallahu anhum. And let us learn from their lives and let us implement whatever we learn from their lives. And those people who vilify the sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who criticize the sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, or any single sahabi, sahabi of the lowest degree, we cannot come to this conclusion because we are very insignificant people. How can we come to this conclusion that who is the lowest degree of sahabi? But even if we knew that this sahabi is of the lowest degree from amongst all the sahaba-i-kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, if we see anybody disrespecting that sahabi of the lowest degree, we should disassociate ourselves from such a person. Because the highest level of wali cannot reach the status of the lowest degree of sahabi. Just as the highest degree of sahabi cannot reach the lowest degree of nabi. Similarly, the highest degree of wali cannot reach the status of the lowest degree of sahabi. This is their distinguishing feature. This is the distinguishing feature, that they were the only souls who were fortunate to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if someone says that this particular sahabi spent only a few days in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or this sahabi radiyallahu anhu spent only a few moments in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so there is a possibility that he was not purified, then such a person does not have the honor that he should have for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because such a person feels that the company of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a few moments is not sufficient to purify a person. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel and a shaitan with every human. The angel continually whispers good and the shaitan continually whispers evil. So somebody said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is it the same case with you?" So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes. Walakinni aslamu." One narration. Walakinni aslamu. One zabt. Walakinni aslamu. And the second zabt, walakinnahu aslama. Yes, shaitan has been appointed with me also, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards me, so I remain safe. And another narration is that walakinnahu aslama. Allah has had appointed a shaitan with me also, but he has accepted Islam. So if the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so powerful that the shaitan who was appointed to whisper evil in the heart and mind of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compelled to accept Islam, then what about those souls, those pure souls who came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with complete purity? Because when a person comes in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, inna al-islamu yahdimu ma kana qabla," he becomes pure. So imagine how much those pure hearts must have derived from the blessed company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the hearts are pure, the intentions are pure, the talab and the yearning and the zeal to acquire as much as possible is pure and 100%. There is no deficiency on the side of the giver and there is no deficiency on the side of the taker. So 100% on the side of the giver, 100% on the side of the taker. So one can imagine the result. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us attached to the Sahaba-e Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who is the first generation of the golden chain of Salafi Salihin. They are also Salafi Salihin. They are the first generation. Second generation is Tabi'in. The third generation is Taba Tabi'in. And in every era until this era, even in this era, Alhamdulillah, we have Salaf. And the Salaf, we have Salihin. Even in this era, we have Salihin. And the Salihin will continue until the day of Qiyamah. Salihin will continue until the day of Qiyamah. And the highest form of, the highest group of Salihin is this, the Siddiqeen. They will also continue until the day of Qiyamah. Munam alayhim will continue until the day of Qiyamah, except Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. In every salat we say, oh Allah, guide me onto the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us onto the straight path. What is the straight path? Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those upon whom you have, the path of those whom you have favored. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. So who are these people? So in Quran we find these groups. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are the people whom Allah has favored. And who are they? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. وَالصِّدِّقِينَ, the Siddiqeen. And the leader of the Anbiya is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the leader of Siddiqeen is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Siddiq Akbar. وَالشُّهَدَى, the martyrs. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the pious people. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. For friendship and for companionship, these are the best people. Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada and the Salihin. The Siddiqeen, upon the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the door of Nubuwwah is closed now. إِنَّ الرِّسَالَةَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ قَدِمْ قَطَعَتْ. The door of Nubuwwah and the door of Risalah is closed. فَلَا رَسُولَ بَعْدِي وَلَا نَبِيَّ. So there is no Rasul after me and no Nabi after me. But Siddiqeen will remain. May Allah honor us with Maqam-e Siddiqiyat. Shahadah will remain. Shuhada will remain. Salihin, Sulha will remain, the pious people. So these are the Mun'am Alayhim. They will remain until the day of Qiyamah. These are the people who should be emulated, who should be followed. Why? Because they are replicas of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the words of the Quran and the Hadith, and just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the meanings and the commentaries of the Quran and the Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the Quran and the Ahadith in practice form as well during every era. And in practice form, where will you see the Quran? Living Quran and living Ahadith, where will you see? Amongst these sulaha, amongst this golden chain. It is for this reason we are encouraged to follow in the footsteps of the pious predecessors. Following the footsteps of the pious predecessors, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has throughout centuries preserved the Quran and the Ahadith in practical form. He has created such individuals who have fully practiced the Quran and who have fully practiced the Ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sharia. And they are replicas of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason they are called the Warithin of Anbiya, the Ulama-i Haqqa. So it is imperative that we remain attached to the Salafus Salihin. Salafus Salihin. And who are the Salafus Salihin? The Salafus Salihin, Salafus Salihin, those who have passed. Salafus Salihin are those people whose lives are in accordance with the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in accordance with the life of the Sahaba, in accordance with the life of the Tabi'in. Their mizaj, their temperament, their way of thinking, their behavior is like the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the Taba Tabi'in, and then all the generations that follow. And those Sulaha who are still alive, we follow them as long as they follow in the footsteps of the Salafi Salihin. And if they continually follow in the footsteps of the Salafi Salihin, after they depart, they will also become members of Salafi Salihin. So let us remain attached to the Salafus Salihin. And the top generation from amongst the Salafus Salihin are the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmeen. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep us attached to this golden chain and make us part of this golden chain also. Make our children, our progeny part of this golden chain. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala enlighten our hearts with the love for the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmeen, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, and the Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors, our Akabir, our Mashayikh, Ulama-i Haqqa. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand their mizaj, their temperament. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand their fikr, their thinking, their ideologies. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to live our lives according to it. And may Allah grant us the tawfiq to teach other people what they had taught the Ummah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.